Shalom to all. Today we're learning Mishnah Kalim Perchav Vav Mishnah Tes and Perchav Zayin Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah Sabin Lurbus Chosas Bas Rachel Shishu Zechir Vanjuziv Gahagon Bikar of Mamish. And the Mishnah tells us Ar Shuhutam Midras. We have leather. It's just a big, large piece of leather. His intention was a shetiach. It was meant for sitting on. It was like a carpet. And we already learned previously that that's Makabel Tomas Midras. We have this Ar which is Tom Midras. Vechishiv Alver Tzuis L'Sandalim. And then he decided that he's going to cut it into pieces and use either for leather straps or for sandals. So Kim Shanasam Bais Ismail. The moment he just puts the knife to it to start cutting it, tahar. It's automatically considered tahar. Rabbi's opinion, that's because Rabbi Yehuda holds that just his machshava alone, with a tiny little maisa, just making a small cut in it, that already takes away its din of something that's meant to sit on, mela is not tamei midras anymore. Whereas the chum say that no, he has to actually cut it into pieces, then now all of them are less than 5 tefachim, which is what we're going to see in the next parak, that's the minimum shear for ar to makabel tomas midras, so he has to make it smaller than that. He says, even if a person makes a mitpachas, which is like a little hand towel out of a piece of leather, it's still tamei. His large piece of leather, which is tamei midras, even if he cuts it down to the size of a hand towel, it's still considered tamei. In essence, this is really just a smaller version of what the bigger thing was. The bigger thing was like a large carpet of sorts, and this also is like a carpet, it's just much smaller. Even though he's using it as a hand towel, it doesn't make a difference. It looks like the original thing, and so it still is tamei. However, if he takes like a leather pillow or cushion of sorts and cuts it down to a hand towel, so then it's tahar, because now it doesn't look at all like what it was before. It's totally different. Previously, it was like a pouch of sorts. Is basically a pillow or a cushion. Now it's just a little piece of leather for a hand towel, so lose its status of tumah. And moving on to Parachav Zayin Mishnah Aleph. Over here we have one of those general Mishnayas, which tells us a whole bunch of different rules, and then we're going to be explaining them in subsequent Mishnayas, and we're going to be listing a whole bunch of different things that could become tameh. We know that begadim, which even though literally that means clothing, it's really just referring to different types of cloth that could contract tumah. Also, we have sack, which later translated would be sack or sack cloth, and sometimes called sack when it's woven out of thick strands, such as goat hair or tail of a horse. We're also going to be discussing wood and leather kalim. So that being said, the Mishnah tells us, habeged mitam shum chamisha shemais. A beged, a piece of cloth, could become tamei for 5 different reasons or 5 different names or types of tumah, if you will. Hasak, what about a sack? Mishum arba, because of 4 different ones. Ha'ar, leather. Mishum shloisha, that can be kabel tumah because of 3 things. Ha'etz, a piece of wood, is mishum shnaim because of 2. Ukli cheres, or then we're kalim, mishum echad only because of 1. So here we explain, now working our way from bottom up, kli cheres mitam mishum kli kibul. Earthenware kli can only become tamei if it's a kli kibul, if it has a receptacle, and we already know this from way earlier in the Masechta, and also, kol she'en lo toich b'kli charis, en lo achirayim. If this kli charis is earthenware kli, doesn't have a toich, it doesn't have an inside, so it doesn't have an outside either, which for all intents and purposes means it's called pshute kli charis, it's basically flat, it doesn't have a base kibul, so it's not able to mekabel tumah. Bottom line is, kli charis can only mekabel tumah in one way, if it is considered a kli, if it has a base kibul. Moving up the line, most of all of how eight, wood has an additional thing, shumitamim shumaisha. It could also become tamei because of maishav. Not only if we have a wood kli that has a receptacle, can it be makabel tumah? That's the first thing. It shares that similarity with kli cheres. But here, this other thing is that it can be makabel tumah as maishav. As we learned in the previous parak regarding leather, the same thing applies to wood. If we have a flat piece of wood, but it's meant for sitting or leaning on, so it will become this high level of tumah as maishav, which happens when a zav or zava sits or leans on it. Also, if we have a tavla, which is like a tablet, it's basically a flat piece of wood that doesn't have a rim. So no kli kibul, it still is able to makabel tumah. That's because it services people, it's meant to service people and kalim as well, and therefore it has the status of a kli as able to makabel tumah. However, kli cheres tahira, a flat piece of cheres, pottery, is not going to makabel tumah. Now going on to the next level, maisef olav ha'ar, ar has an additional thing that besides for everything we just mentioned until now, what's this new thing, shumitami mishum oilim, it can become tameh because of oil. We know that when we have an oil, which is a roof over a mace, a corpse, so anything that's under that same roof is going to become tameh, and over here when we're talking about just a regular piece of leather, if puts that over the mace, it itself will become tamei because it's an oil over the mace. Now, most of all of a sack, we add on to this with sack, shumatayim shum arig, it also become tamei because of arig. Arig literally means woven, which means if the sack is woven for a particular purpose or usage, it will also be able to contract toma. And most of all of a beged, now we add beged on, shumatayim shum shalash al shalash, that could even become tamei even though it doesn't have a base kibul and it's not meant to sit on and it's not being mild on a mace and it's not even able to kabel tomas arig, it still is able to kabel toma. And that's because it could be used as a patch for the clothing of a poor person. Now we're going to stop it for the day of pickup tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel continue to discuss these dinim. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.